And joining us now, it's a pleasure to welcome Pamela Burke. She has been a longtime broadcaster and has worked in print as well, founder of the Women's Eye radio show, co-author, editor of a new book, 20 Women Changemakers, Taking Action Around the World, 20 Women Changemakers. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
I was surprised at how inspirational this book was. Maybe I shouldn't be, but I was.
No, that's good. That's good.
There are some incredible stories here.
Yes. These women, I find all of them exceptional and ordinary in many respects, but doing things that you wouldn't think that they could do, but they accomplish them with great finesse, great resilience, great determination. They're remarkable, and they're ordinary people.
Tell me about how you found these women.
Well, you know, I've been a journalist for a long time, and I'm nosy, and I like to know what makes people do what they do. And I was noticing about 5 years ago, 6 years ago when I started the website, that a lot of these stories weren't being told. I would hear about these women. I would meet them. I would be sent emails from people saying, hey, did you hear about this? And I thought, these women aren't being recognized. And since women are kind of our beat, I thought, we should give them a forum because they have, it's remarkable what they were able to accomplish. And they say that anybody can do it.
You mentioned your website there. Let's give out some information on that. TheWomensEye.com. And
yes.
When we say Women's Eye, it's EYE, WomensEye.com.
Exactly.
You've been doing this a long time, but still to find all these people, because literally you went, well, electronically at least, you went around the world to talk to these different women everywhere from here in Arizona to New York to the Congo to Pakistan.
Yes. Well, I heard from a woman in northwest Pakistan who saw that I was doing a website, and she said, you know, we're not being given a voice here. We live in a very dangerous part of the world, and we're not getting our stories told. This was Farzana Ali there. And she started suggesting to me women that were in her vicinity that were starting amazing groups. One of them is that Galali Ishmael that we talked to, that she does an interview with, that started a group called Aware Girls that teaches how to live in a very dangerous, terrorist kind of world. So we hear from people in strange ways. In Congo, I knew a correspondent that was working for the New York Times there, and I asked her, I said, who are the women that are making change there? And she found Madame Nozzoli, who is runs a place called Koparma that has saved the lives of many women and children in that area from the incredible sexual violence that goes on there. So it's word of mouth. It's using your connections and the people that you know around the world and just finding stories. It's digging up stories.
You then broke the book into different parts. One part, taking action globally. Another, improving children's lives. Another part, empowering women and girls. And then helping the forgotten and advocating for special causes.
Yes. In the past 6 years, we've done over 200 interviews with women all over the world. And it was a question of, I really wanted to do a book with these women. I wanted to feature 20. I hope to do more books. So I just picked out 20 that I thought were a good representation of women around the world that had taken action in many different ways, and I broke it down that way.
I got to say, you probably have 20 books right here in one.
Probably. Well, we tried to make it a good representation of the deeds that they were doing, how they were doing it, how they raised funds to do it. We tried to give the reader information as to how these women did it and how they might possibly attack tasks like this or come up with ideas or be inspired.
The inspiration part I get, but how to actually go about doing some of this. Some of this stuff sounds almost incredible that it's happening. Some of it sounds downright dangerous, quite frankly.
Yes. No, I would always ask these women, especially the woman in Pakistan, I said, how do you deal with the violence and going out late at night and finding these people in peril, and nothing stops them. That's what's amazing. There's a woman that we do an interview with in Lebanon, Barbara Massad, who has a Soup for Syria book. And what she did was she realized that she was so close to the border of Syria, and there were so many refugee camps and people starving and living kind of in terror, that she just decided she was going to go visit them. She was going to bring them fresh-made soup. She was going to rally the forces in her town and make it into a movement. So these women are, they're not stopped easily. And the other interesting thing that I've learned is that they don't necessarily come to these ideas in these positions with a lot of knowledge. They just jump in. They say, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to accomplish it. And they figure out a way, which I find remarkable.
It really is. That may be one of the enduring qualities or the common qualities that you find across some of these stories, is just incredible persistence.
Yes. No, there's an idea that sparks in their mind. Either they see a picture or they see a person on the street that is homeless, that needs help. They see something that they say, this has to stop. I have to do something. A lot of them travel and they see great despair around the world, and they come back to this country and they say, we cannot tolerate what goes on, so I must do something. It's an inner spirit that is hard to describe, but they all have it. They go from there.
It seems as if we say that a lot. This is wrong. It can't go on, but it does go on. It goes on. That's the other thing. This seems like a fight that never ends.
Yes. Well, it never ends if you don't do anything. And little by little, these women have found ways. Like, there's a woman, Denise Sandefell, who I think is remarkable in San Francisco, that has a group, a nonprofit called Lava Me, which is Wash Me. She thought that the homeless situation in San Francisco was so bad that she decided the only way to come to grips with it was to retrofit buses and put showers in them, park them on the street, and give showers to the homeless. Now, that didn't happen overnight, but she called a friend in the San Francisco Homeless Agency, for some reason said, yes, I'll help you. And from that, she just started working her connections. And lo and behold, 2 years later, and by doing an Indiegogo campaign, which she raised $58,000, she got her bus. Now she has another. She's gone to L.A. She's in Santa Monica in L.A. She has pop-up villages now. The other interesting thing about these women is they don't stop. They don't just get a bus and say, okay, I'm dealing with the issue. They keep going. In most cases, and we follow up with these women, they are still reaching out in different ways. The schools that they start have more children. They stay with it. It's a resiliency that is quite admirable.
She recognized a need, and there's a quote from her in the book, if you can put gourmet food on wheels and take it anywhere, why not showers and toilets?
Exactly. Now, that's a simple idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and she did it. So we spoke to her recently, and because I always want to know, okay, does this idea die or where does it go? But she's very excited about these pop-up villages, and she also wants to expand into other cities, because we always ask them, what's your goal? How big do you want this to get? How manageable will it be? And they go very slowly, but they, in many cases, so many of these ideas are appropriate to other cities and other countries.
Well, I think we can learn from just about everybody, but, you know, for women across the world, there are different circumstances than in the United States. And as much as there is still discrimination and misogyny in the United States, there are many places where it's just horrifyingly worse. And
yes.
One of the quotes in the book from Holly Gordon, who was the producer, I guess, of the film Girl Rising.
Right.
She said that at a screening of that film, she talked to an 11-year-old who said, if you don't educate girls, then there probably won't be the scientist that's going to solve the difficult health problems. When you aren't educating half the population, you have half the likelihood of having the mental capacity that those human beings bring to solving problems in a community.
Yes. Well, she very successfully managed to raise the money to do that film, and that film has raised over $2 million to educate girls around the world, and it's being shown around the world. So she's right. If you don't start tackling a problem, you have a much bigger problem. And she couldn't live with that. These people can't live with situations. That's a true problem solver, when you know that you have to find a solution come what may and not be deterred.
Is there anything else that you've learned from these particular 20 women that you felt was either something that they had in common or something that that was specifically unique to make them such change makers?
Well, they care deeply about their issues. And as I say, nothing deters them. And I've always felt that through most of my life, that you have to go the extra mile. The first mile is nothing. The second mile is necessary. And then you just have to keep going. So much is accomplished when you stick with something. So they all have this dogged determination, which I think is important when you face issues, along with resiliency. The financial gain is not necessarily the most important thing. They come up with very interesting ideas as to how to fund their projects, starting with nothing and starting not knowing how to write a grant, how to raise money, how to do these things. They just plunge. They are, and I have become less fearful. These are not fearful people. These are people that say, come what may, I'm going to face the fear head on, and if I fail, I fail. But they don't think in terms of failure. They think in terms of day by day, what can I accomplish? It's very exhilarating to work with these women.
I think part of it also is that some of these women have faced extraordinary pain or loss in their own lives.
Yes.
And out of that grew their passion. This is really a pretty remarkable book. 20 Women Change Makers, Taking Action Around the World, edited by Pamela Burke and Patricia Casso. And you can find out more at thewomenseye.com, thewomenseye.com.
Yes, and it's also found under www.changemakersbook.com.
Fantastic.
It's on Amazon, and it's in a lot of bookstores. So we are happy to be to have finished it and to hopefully be doing more.
I think you got a lot of good stories here. Pamela, thank you so
Sinclair.
Much.
Thank you, Sinclair. Thank you. I enjoyed our conversation.